Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. As I said earlier, we are taping these on March 24th. We have just finished our noontime prayer. Jesus prayed the Lord's Prayer. When he was asked what we normally call the Lord's Prayer, is not really the Lord's Prayer. They said, teach us to pray. And Brother Hagin always said, it's not the New Testament church at prayer because you don't find the name of Jesus in that prayer at all. You know, the one that says, our Father which art in heaven. So when the church prays, we pray according to John 14, 15, and 16. He was getting ready to go to the cross, and he said, and he was going to complete his death, his burial, and his resurrection. He is taking his blood into the Holy of Holies so that we could pray in his name. And then after he did that, the church then prays to the Father in the name of Jesus. So it's good, the Lord's Prayer, but it's not the church at prayer, what the people call the Lord's Prayer. It's not even really the Lord's Prayer. He was teaching people to pray under the old covenant. Now, what is really the Lord's Prayer, and he prayed more than once, that's recorded in the Bible, but for sure, John 17. And in John 17, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Throughout the book of John, at the wedding in Cana, when his brothers came to him about going to the feast, he would say, mine hour is not yet come. Mine hour is not yet come. Mine hour is not yet come. But here in John 17, we find the Lord Jesus lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify thee. He, the Lord Jesus Christ, needed further glorification, that in his hour he might glorify the Father. The church of the living God, according to the Bible, especially according to the book of Ephesians, will know glorification. A further glorification. What is the glory? It's the manifest presence of God. The degree of the presence of God manifest upon you will increase in these last hours. Now, he prayed, Jesus prayed about that glory in his prayer. And here's the things that he prayed. Verse 4, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which you gave me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. He prayed for those that he, his disciples around him then, his followers. But then he prayed this, verse 9. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, guard them through your own name. Keep them through your own name, those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. Oneness, unity, is so important in the plan of God. Then he prayed, verse 20, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. That's you and me. Those of us who live today, we believe on him through the word of the apostles. They gave witness to his resurrection. We believed it. It's written in the book. Now listen to Jesus pray again for us. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one. As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that you have sent me and has loved them as you have loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. Jesus said that we are to be one, that the glory can manifest and show up on us and the world can see it. Oh, folks, I am so excited. We are one. There's only one body. There's only one spirit. But I tell you, we're having a manifestation of that oneness, of that unity in our noontime prayer. Every Wednesday, we are praying at noon. If you're a regular listener, you know that on the 29th of June, 2008, we were praying about the then upcoming election, and the Lord said, one thing will save America, and it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. You know that since then, He's led us to study the Great Awakening that America was born out of, the awakening of 1857 through 59 that sustained her through the Civil War. And America is going to know another awakening. I tell you, folks, we're not negative. I'm not negative about what's happening in the financial disaster. There were financial disasters on every one of those awakenings. I want to read to you some of the letters we're praying, and it's Wednesday today. This is a Wednesday broadcast. So you can log on to billybrim.org. That's billybrim.org. And you can join the noontime prayer meeting, which is about to take place. It will be led today by Pastor Terry Pearsons from Eagle Mountain Church. Stream live, Eagle Mountain Church in Fort Worth, Texas. I am there making television tapings with Gloria Copeland. So it will come from there this week. But I want to read you some of the emails that we got regarding the March 18th prayer meeting that we did from Osage Beach, Missouri. It just gives you an idea. I want you to have an idea of how we're joining. We're one, and we're in a global prayer meeting now. I just wanted to let you know, this person writes, Catherine Gordon, that I am joining with you in prayer from the corner office of the top floor of one of the country's biggest law firms in the corporate finance office. The office window looks out over the Kansas City Board of Trade building. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Praying and finances are involved in this. Glory be to God. Here's another letter. I just want you to know that much is going on in Washington, D.C. I picked up a Christian magazine this morning at church and was greatly blessed to see many events scheduled in Washington, D.C. were named Awakening. Oh, folks, it's not just us. It's people all over that his body, that he has awakened to pray concerning awakening. All over the world, these people write from the Hendricksons from Lviv, Ukraine. We are missionaries serving in Lviv, Ukraine. We are friends with Raylene Alamanderas and Mark Wilhite. And we heard about the noon prayer and tried to join last week but got bumped out. That was the week we had so many hits that our server went down. We had to get a dedicated server. And I got an email from someone and they wrote in, dedicated server, that reminds me, that's what we prayers are. We're dedicated servers. Bless the Lord. Now back to the letter from the Ukraine. We heard about the noontime prayer meeting. This week we are online praying for America and the Ukraine. Wayne, the wife is writing this, and this is her husband, Wayne Hendrickson. Wayne shared about how the awakening came to America in a pastor's meeting here and had to explain what it meant. That's in the Ukraine. They hadn't had one. But we are spreading the word here and encouraging people to pray for an awakening in the Ukraine. The pastors seemed to be clueless about an awakening, but after the meeting, one lady came up to Wayne with tears in her eyes and asked about the prayer life of George Whitfield and wanted to know more about the awakening. Wayne is going to contact some of the pastors here in Lviv and see if he can share with them about the awakening and generate prayer for an awakening in the Ukraine. Hallelujah! Glory be to God! Here's one from Maui. Aloha from Maui. I just got laid off from my job, so I was home today and for the first time was able to be involved in the live stream prayer. My heart is so full after praying with you. There are others here that are also praying and watching with you. We're believing for great things around the world. I personally am crying out to God for a great awakening in our schools. I have four daughters, 11 to 17. They need this awakening. Oh, hallelujah. We got word of a prayer group of young people that's in Missouri, about an hour north of Springfield. And they have young people from all over their town, ages 17 through, I think they said 30. I can't remember, maybe 25. And they're praying for awakening. This is from Northeast Tennessee, Kingsport. I've been connected every Wednesday with a prayer meeting and opening my home for those who would join. Usually it's one or two, but oh, what a time we've had. From beautiful Northeast Tennessee, Kingsport, Tennessee. Here's one from Marsha. She's the one that wrote about the dedicated servers. Bless the Lord. This is from Lori Rosin in Timberlake, North Carolina. I'm stirred up like you and Gloria and many others around this globe. Oh, the Lord has stirred up people around this globe. Glory be to God. Here's from Candace Cunningham. Hello, I just wanted you to know that I've been a part of the prayer meetings every Wednesday since March 18. Since then, I've been praying every day as well. I have been listening to the prayer archives and have felt the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I stand in agreement with you for America, Israel, Ireland, and the nations, praying for what he is doing in these last days. She mentioned the archives. We have people who say that, they go back to the archives over and over, or else we have some, they're archived right online. Our prayer meetings that we've prayed are archived online. I especially recommend that you watch the one from March 18. There you will find the word of the Lord, how it was given that we read yesterday. Here is one from Anson, Texas. I am moved, stirred, and repentant. I wept and cried for mercy after today's Believer's Voice of Victory program. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Here's one from the west coast of Canada. A great awakening unto God is coming. We know. The momentum to press into prayer. We're going to press in until we see what our Father has promised us. For now it is building. Last night I went to our regular gathering on Wednesday night after joining you at prayer. And then for 2 hours with Pastor Brady, the Lord has moved upon our gathering. We were pressing in to pray for an awakening. It was a powerful time. Here's one from Sierra Vista, Arizona. Yes, hallelujah, blessed be the name of the Lord. He is moving up on us to pray. You can join us today, as I said. And we're going to have an Awakening America rally in Collinsville, Oklahoma. This is going to be May 8th, 9th, and 10th. You can call a Glorious Church Fellowship there, or you can go online and call us just right here in Branson. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447. We'd also like to have you join us for our eschatology. We're going into the book of Daniel in detail. You have to register for this one. Telephone us at 1-800-972-3447. The meeting is April 14 through 19. And coming up in June, there will be a Holy Ghost meeting with Joe Jordan teaching on moving in the gifts of the Spirit. Wonderful, exciting things are happening. Be back with us here tomorrow. Shalom, shalom.